So, John, you must be delighted with this facility opening.
Yeah, what a great day it is here in Ilkley, and a magnificent facility which will last for many years. And I just reflect how much better these pitches were when they first started artificial pitches 20, 25 years ago, 30 years ago now. And just the standard has improved massively, and it'll enable a lot more training to take place in particular.
What do you think more could be done? Because it's not just here where new facilities are needed, but it's right across the country. What do you think can be done?
Well, it boils down to money, really, and there's a bit of an argument about the Premier League, and they get lots and lots of money. They're just negotiating their TV rights again now, but their last TV rights, they got about $5 billion from domestic TV sources, BT and Sky largely, and they got about $7 billion from international sources, overseas rights, and they've promised to give 5% of their income to grassroots football like this. But they seem to calculate it only on the domestic rights, not the international rights. And the difference is about $170 million they spend now. If they included the international rights, it'd be about $400 million. So I think that's what should happen. They should give 5% of all their TV money to grassroots projects like this.
What would you do if, say, if Jeremy Corbyn wins the next general election? What do you think the Labour Party would do if they got elected to help grassroots football?
Well, we'd make it by law that the Premier League had to give 5% of all their TV rights to grassroots football. So that would more than double the amount of money going to events like this. Because I think it's right, football is a rich sport at the very top level, but it needs to give a lot more of those riches down the chain to grassroots clubs like Ilkley.
And lastly, there's been a lot of talk regarding, you know, as you say, the 5%, you know, grassroots football. But what do you think more could be done? Do you think, you know, we have a lot of clubs, you know, there's a lot of clubs going out of business. You know, Chester's in financial trouble. I don't think you may have not heard of it. Hartlepool's in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think the Premier League should do more to help clubs out like Chester and Hartlepool?
Yeah, I mean, that's a separate redistribution within the professional game, and I think that there is a case definitely for that. I'm a big supporter of Bradford City, which is not one of the most fashionable clubs, has had its glory days, but the strength of British football is not just in the Premier League. You get crowds of 16,000, 17,000 at Bradford in the third tier. You don't see that in any other European country, that sort of crowd at that sort of level. And then just the final thing I would say is, obviously, we're in World Cup year this year, and it is so important that the big events, the big sporting events, and there's nothing bigger in football than the World Cup, continue to be protected so that everyone can see them, that they have to be on live free-to-air TV, not hidden away on satellite.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.